Babylon Berlin, written by Volker Kutscher and read by Mark Meadows.
Spree Athen ist tot und Spree Chicago wächst heran. Walter Rathenau. Part 1. The Dead Man in the Landwehr Canal. The 28th of April to the 10th of May 1929. Chapter 1. When would they return? In the darkness, even the smallest noise seemed infernal. The quietest of whispers grew to a roar. Silence itself became an interminable throb in the ears. He had to pull himself together, but the pain was driving him mad. He had to pull himself together, to ignore the dripping sound of his own blood as it hit the hard, damp floor. He had no idea where they had dragged him. Somewhere no one could hear. A cellar, perhaps? A warehouse? The room had no windows, and there was only a faint glimmer of light. The same glimmer he had seen from the bridge as he gazed at the lights of a departing train, lost in thought. About the plan. About her. The blow had plunged him into darkness. He shuddered against the ropes, the only things holding him up. His feet couldn't carry him, they hardly resembled feet anymore, and his hands no longer functioned. He put all his weight onto his arms to avoid touching the floor. The rope chafed. He was sweating all over his body. The images kept reappearing. The heavy hammer, his hand tied to the steel girder, the sound of his bones splintering and the unbearable pain, his cries that had grown into a single loud cry. Unconsciousness. Then, waking from the dark night, his extremities wrenched in pain. But the pain hadn't penetrated to his core. They had enticed him with pain-removing drugs, trying to bend him to their will. He had to fight against his weakness. The sound of his own language had almost overwhelmed him, but their voices sounded colder and more sinister than the ones he remembered. Svetlana had spoken the same language, but how different she had sounded. Her voice had sworn love, divulged secrets, been intimacy and promise itself, brought the great city to life once more. Even in foreign parts, he could not forget the city. It was still his city, a city that had deserved a better future. Still his country, a country that had deserved a better future. Hadn't she wanted the same thing? To oust the rogues who had seized power? He thought of the night they had spent lying awake in her bed. A warm summer's night that now seemed an eternity away. They had made love and confided their secrets, melded them into one big secret so that they might realize their dreams. Everything had gone so well. But someone betrayed them. They had abducted him. And Svetlana? If only he knew what had become of her. Their enemies were everywhere. He had known their questions in advance, answered without giving anything away. They hadn't even realized. They were stupid. Their greed made them blind. He couldn't let them know the train was already on its way. Not when the plan was almost complete. The first blow was the worst. Everything that came afterwards merely served to disperse the pain. Now, the certainty that he would die made him strong enough to endure never walking, never writing, never touching her again. He had made his peace with memories, but she was a memory he would never betray. He had to get to his jacket and the capsule in its lining. If he had realized it was a trap, he would have bitten it long ago.